Here we go. This is the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 10. This is letter number 3129. Baruch Hashem, Chav Kislev, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Shalom of Rocha. So here, you know, there is a big mitzvah to loan people money, you know, short term, a little bit long term, without taking interest. The Torah prohibits to take interest for a loan. You're supposed to help another person, another Jewish person, you're supposed to help them without charging them interest. Now, there are ways, halachic ways, of getting around it. Getting around it means that you loan the money not as a strict loan, but you loan it as a business investment. So, which basically means that the person, I'm not going into the exact details, but generally, the general concept is that you're giving the other person money to invest in business, you become a part of the business, and some of the money that is generated by the business, you get to keep, and that's sort of gets to be your interest, but it's not directly for the loan, but actually you're sort of a partner in the business. They also have something like that. I think the way they get around, there is this thing of cash advance, which, you know, legally they're not allowed to charge that kind of interest, which these companies are, the cash advance, where they're charging. But what they do is they take your receipts from the store, and therefore they get around it. They found the legal loophole, and they charge you exuberant amount of interest, and it's not considered interest because they're part of the business, something like that. I'm just saying, it's just they picked up on the Torah law. But anyways, people who are very scrupulous, don't even want anything to do with any interest loans. Now, there are some free loan societies. So how do the free loan societies get their money? Because other people invest their money in that free loan society. So it's not just that people donate to the free loan society, but they actually loan their money to the free loan society. Now, the way it should be done, to begin with, you just put in your money to the free loan society, but you don't get any interest from the free loan society for putting your money in there. However, some of these free loan societies, apparently this particular one, they got around, they paid interest to the people that invested the money by making what they call in Hebrew a heter iska, that they were investing in the business, and that allowed them to accept interest. But the Rebbe would not deal with any even far away connection to people that get money on interest, even though they have a technicality. So apparently, the Rebbe suggested to someone that he should take a loan, and the Rebbe recommended this loan society. So the Rebbe says, based on my instruction to him, he should have gotten a free loan from your organization, and he told me that he didn't do so because your free loan society is working with the heter iska, with that business, you know, with that loophole, and that person says he does not wish to go into any questionable interest, even if it's done through this heter iska. So the Rebbe says to them, myself, me too, I also don't get involved in these kinds of matters. In other words, the Rebbe says, and the Rebbe brings down, I'm really surprised that you would do this, because when it comes to matters of interest, we have very stringent laws that the people that are prohibited, it's not only the one who is loaning the money is not allowed to take interest, the one who's receiving the loan is not allowed to pay interest, but anybody who is involved, for example, the witnesses that are witnessing this transaction, or any other person that has a connection to the loan that takes place with interest, is prohibited from this. So the Rebbe says, before you would do it in such a way of giving a loan and using the heter iska, you should have received my approval. The Rebbe says he does not. You should have received. And the Rebbe says, as the language that I usually say, well, we don't yell on the past, you know. It's water under the bridge. I mean, what happened, happened. But the Rebbe says, from now on, you should fix this. I thank you ahead of time. So the Rebbe does not want them to loan money on the way of interest. Now, it looks like right now, I thought the money they got was from money that they paid out of interest. It seems maybe also that the money that they loaned out, they also took interest. Maybe it's not even, in other words, if they gave somebody a free loan, it wasn't really a free loan. It was an investment loan to that person, and they paid back the free loan society, paid them back interest, but through a loophole. And the Rebbe says, no. I don't want anything to do with that. I instructed that. So before you use that kind of loophole, the Rebbe says, you should ask me and get my approval for that. But the Rebbe says, at least from here and on, you know, don't do that anymore. So,
also,